There are all sorts of ways to get an edge in sports. Alberto Salazar knows this well. The former U.S. marathon champion is the head coach at Nike's Oregon Project. It's an effort to get U.S. distance runners back to the top of their sport. But our partners at the BBC, together with ProPublica, are out with a story that questions the method Salazar used. It alleges that he encouraged his runners, including Olympic silver medalist Galen Rupp, to dope. Salazar, Rupp, and Nike all deny the claims. Those defending Rupp emphasize that he passed every drug test. But as Mark Daly discovered, that's an easy thing to do. Daly, who's with the BBC in Glasgow, is one of the lead journalists behind the investigation. And while he reported the story, he actually used himself as a guinea pig to find out what it's like to use the banned substance, EPO.
We've been hearing that the athlete's biological passport, which is the latest tool in the fight against doping. We'd heard that it was perhaps not as sensitive as people might like to think. What we decided to do, with me being an amateur athlete, was put this passport to the test, and I engaged in a 14-week experiment, closely supervised and also monitored by a doctor. We decided to microdose EPO for a period of 7 weeks. Within that 14-week period, where I was having my blood taken every week, what we did was we monitored my performance progress at the beginning and at the end, and we saw a 7% performance increase. But we weren't really doing it to see if the drugs worked. I mean, there's enough evidence out there.
We kind of know they work.
Yeah, we do. We do know that. But what we were doing it for was to see whether we could get away with it. And we sent all of our blood samples away to have them analysed and put into the BioPassport software. And the truth is, I was able to sail through the test. I got away with it.
Wow. I'm just curious, how did you feel while taking these performance-enhancing drugs? I mean, did you, have a really quick walk to work?
Well, no. Marco, I don't know if you're an athlete, if you compete. I've competed for years. I'm an amateur. I'm not elite, far from it.
What sport did you compete, or do you compete?
Well, I compete in running, cycling, and triathlon primarily. Mm. I used to be a competitive swimmer.
Right. So you know the difference, I suspect.
Well, I do. I've done Ironman races, and I love it. I love sport. I love competition. I love racing. But also, I didn't want anyone to lose out, even if it was a 37th place against a 38th place. I didn't want anyone to lose out as a result of what I was doing. So I didn't compete while I was taking part in this experiment, nor have I competed since. And in terms of how I felt, I really had mixed feelings, because I felt like I had cheated. You know, I wasn't trying to win a medal, but I still felt like I had cheated. And when I saw my improvements, when I saw how I was able to push longer on the bike, you know, going up hills like they weren't there, like I didn't have a chain on.
Wow.
There wasn't any joy in it. You know, these were performances that I'd never attained before. I knew they weren't real. And because of that, it didn't feel great at all.
Can you imagine being a professional, though, and knowing with the stakes so high that maybe it wouldn't feel so bad?
Well, you know what? That's exactly why we did it. I wanted to try and get an insight into not only what it must be like for the athlete who decides to cross the line and dope, but also to understand what it must be like for those clean athletes who suspect that the athlete next to them is doping. Because what I learned with a weary acceptance was that if you put two people of a similar ability up against each other and you dope one of them, well, the clean athlete is going to lose. And what a choice that is. What a choice that is. If you have a genuine fear that you cannot compete on a level playing field without doping, then, and this is your livelihood, then I've got a lot of sympathy for that. And what I came away from this investigation feeling is that, my goodness, I have so much more respect now for the athletes that choose to compete clean. So much admiration for these guys, because the truth is, if they are up against a doper, well, the odds are stacked against them.
Mark Daly with our partners at the BBC in Glasgow. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
This is The World.